Hello and welcome to Profit. I'm your host, Cindy Broad. Today we're on the road at VRIC 2020, and I'm pleased to be joined by Jeff Pontius. Jeff is the president and CEO of Corvus Gold, and Corvus trades under the symbol KOR on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Thanks so much for joining me today, Jeff.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Excellent. Yes, it's been a very busy VRIC, which leads me to believe investor sentiment is high.
Gold price is moving. That's a good time.
It's a good thing, that's for sure. Okay, Jeff, on Profit, we like to sort of warm up our audience and our CEO with some quick rapid-fire questions just to get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
Are you feeling up for that today?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Okay, we're just going to run through a few and just whatever comes to your mind would be great. Are you an iPhone man or an Android fan?
iPhone.
Okay, iPhone. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Probably to always save money.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, for sure. I have trouble with that sometimes.
Yeah.
What do you think the highest gold price is going to be in 2020? Just a guess.
I think we'll probably touch 1400 on the low end and get up to 1800 on the high end.
Okay, good. If you weren't in gold and the CEO of a gold company, what would you be doing?
Probably a base metal company. That was early in my career. Kind of exciting deposits. I like them. A little boring compared to gold right now, though.
Right. Okay, cool. What other companies are catching your eye, or what other plays or what other sectors are catching your eye right now?
Well, what I really like is some of the new artificial intelligence work that's going on. My daughter works for Bloomberg, and they have a big AI program going on. It sounds really exciting to me.
Well, and I think that that crosses over into your industry as well, or it will eventually, right?
So, yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, interesting. What is the best gift you've ever received?
The best gift?
Yes.
I'm going to sound kind of cheesy
that's
here,
okay.
but when my wife said she'd marry me.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so sweet. Let's see. I'll give you one more. What was the last thing you Googled on your phone?
Probably our share price.
Ah, okay, perfect. That's great. Okay, well, thanks for that insight, Jeff. It's very nice getting to know you better. Yeah. Now that you're relaxed, let's launch into talking a little bit about Corvus and the exciting opportunity that it has to offer investors currently. Can you give me a little bit of background on the company and talk a little bit about your projects?
Sure. Corvus was a spin out of a company I started back in 2006 called International Tower Hill Mines.
Okay.
That company had a big discovery in Alaska, and it was going to go towards a production operation of a very large multi-billion dollar project. And I'm really more of an exploration, find it, define it kind of guy. So in 2010, we spun the early stage assets that were in ITH out and created Corvus Gold. And some of those assets were in Alaska, some in Quebec, and the assets that we have in Nevada were in that as well. And that's really how we started. We went down to Nevada, and I have a lot of experience in Nevada. I worked there many years and for Anglo Gold Ashanti when I was running exploration for them. And so we dove into this district we felt was underexplored and had some great success.
Excellent.
So Corvus has been putting about 8 years into here and really has turned out great for us.
Excellent. Okay, well, it sounds like a great story. You spoke to the fact that your jurisdiction is Southern Nevada.
Yep.
Obviously, there's a million wonderful reasons to be located in that jurisdiction. Talk to me about your two main projects. So you have the North Bullfrog and the Mother Lode. So maybe break those out for investors.
We have a large land package, about 125 square kilometers. We're about 2 hour drive north of Las Vegas in Nye County, Nevada, which is a great mining county in Nevada, outside of a small town called Beatty, Nevada. It's about 5 miles away from these projects. Our original discovery was the North Bullfrog discovery. It's a epithermal high-grade vein system surrounded by a very large low-grade oxide zone around it. That North Bullfrog project will be our initial starting project.
Okay.
Looks like we can get that thing up and running for less than $100 million in capital. Can produce about 150,000 ounces a year. And the NPV after tax is quite good on this thing. It's getting around $400 million. But our new big discovery is Motherlode, which we found to the southeast.
Great name, too.
Yeah. and it's more of a sediment-hosted deposit. It's same age as our North Bullfrog. But it's getting to be quite large. And we have a new discovery at depth underneath the original deposit, which the first resource came out in 2018 at about 1.4 million ounces. Looks like we'll be able to push that to a couple million ounces now. And a brand new thing that we just ran into underneath it about 3 months ago.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic. You completed a PEA in 2018.
Yeah.
And you've been saying that you're working on updating that now for probably mid this year. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. What we've done is when we first came out with the PEA, it's kind of a first blush at the project. We've got, 800-900 holes in this project, and we've been adding a lot of drilling since then. We do a lot of drilling. And so the new resource is going to expand the overall deposit, but more importantly, there's a large sulfide resource at Motherlode, and that resource in the original PEA is going to be recovered using pressure oxidation, which is kind of an expensive process, particularly on the capital side. We've had great results come out of our ongoing met work there, and it looks like we'll be able to utilize tank biooxidation like Anglo Gold is using at the Obuasi mine in Africa, and Kirkland Lake's using a Fosterville. So it's a great process for us. It'll operate cheaper. Capital go down almost as much as $100 million. So it's very important.
Yeah.
And then at our North Bullfrog project, we have an initial phase there that looks really attractive. Low capital to get it going. It's a heap leach type operation where we take the higher grade vein material that's quite high grade, a lot of visible gold in it. We do a simple grind and gravity leach or gravity scalp out of that, and then leach the tails from that. So that's a cool project, and that's a way that Corvus can get up and going within the context of Corvus, a junior company. I mean, we can afford to do that.
You've talked quite a bit about fast track development potential, which is fantastic. You have quite a great track record for performance as it stands right now. Can you tell me a little bit about what your track record looks like?
Yeah, Corvus is a little unique in the junior space. A couple months ago was our first bank financing we ever did. Everything in Corvus prior to that was private placement funding with large strategics or investment funds.
Okay.
And so because of the quality of the Corvus asset, we've been able to attract that kind of money. And so that's enabled Corvus to continue down the development path in a very difficult time in our in our business.
Yeah.
And so I think that sort of is a bit that separates us from many other companies, and that's allowed us to be a very good performer on the TSX.
Right.
And we've never issued a warrant, so where there is no overhang on the stock. And it's interesting. So we've traded quite well, and it's been good for our shareholders.
Excellent. Okay. You spoke a little bit about your share structure.
Yeah.
Maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit. I know you have some interesting.
We have about
positions.
120 million shares out. We've got about 22 million cash in the treasury, so plenty enough money. Corvus's current plan that would fund us for a little over 24 months.
Okay.
So a couple of years of very aggressive exploration.
Yep.
Key shareholders for us is a group that came in and staked a large block of ground right next to us, Anglo Gold Ashanti, my old company, basically.
Yeah.
And they own 19.9% of us now.
Okay.
Tocqueville, which is now Tocqueville Sprott, owns 19.5% of us. Van Eck, Joe Foster's managed accounts is 7.5%. Our management group owns 6.5% of the company. We bought that out of the market, so we're shareholders like everyone else.
Right.
And a few other very important funds like Franklin are involved. Merck and Millennial Fund is in there as well. So we're mainly institutionally held.
Right. You've got some heavy hitters behind your stock for sure.
Yeah,
that's great. So you noted that you were cashed up and ready to drill.
Right. We just completed a financing with BMO. It was a bought deal, no warrant.
Okay.
A financing that we did in and closed it in mid-October for $23 million. So that really gives the company a lot of flexibility financially going forward.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, Jeff, if there's one thing that you'd like shareholders to sort of take note of, to keep an eye on for Corvus, what would that be?
Well, I think this is a very important emerging new emerging old district in Nevada.
Okay, fair.
Barrick was here. They mined about 3 million ounces in the 1990s. The Motherlode discovery and some of the stuff we're finding at North Bullfrog represent a whole new area of exploration potential within this old district that is yet to really be tapped.
Yep.
And Corvus is making new and interesting discoveries all the time. And this district is going to really heat up. We've got Anglo Gold with a large land position in the district now around Corvus Gold. We've got Coeur with a large land position south of Corvus Gold. And Kinross has come in with a large land position to the west. So this is getting to be a very, very popular place. And people come there because of the potential. So keep your eye open. There's more coming.
Perfect. Okay, and if you can just, as a last note, walk our investors through a little bit about what next steps to watch for as you move towards...
Yeah, probably the most significant next step is our deep drilling campaign at Motherlode. It could open up, it could take a deposit that's currently around 2 million ounces and really blow it open to 4 and 5 million ounce system. So it's an important new exploration program going on. That's happening over the next 6 to 12 months. They're going to get a lot of color on that.
Great.
We'll have a new PEA about mid-year out. We're doing lots of detailed work on how we would develop our phase one project at North Bullfrog, which is certainly something that a group like Corvus Gold could do.
Yes.
So that's important as we go forward. And I would say the other players around us are important guys to watch because they're all having success right now. And the ultimate for these things is consolidation of the districts.
Yes, for sure. That's excellent. Well, it sounds like you're really well positioned for 2020, Jeff.
Thanks.
Will for sure keep an eye on you myself. Sounds like a great story. Solid management team as well. So did you want to talk a little bit about your team?
Yeah, our team is basically ex-Anglo Gold. I used to run exploration for them for North America. Our chairman of the board was their chief operating officer until a couple of years ago. Ron Largent, very good guy. He's a guy that can build and operate. We also have Corvus has performed pretty well in the sector, but we're still trading at only about 0.25 the multiple right now.
Okay.
And so I think that when we look at that, we get a lot of interest from groups because the value proposition here for Corvus right now.
Right.
As we push exploration forward. So we got a great team. Cashed up and some really great potential coming, I think, this year.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much, Jeff, for taking the time out of this very busy day here to speak with me.
Great.
I appreciate it. Again, I was joined by Jeff Pontius, and he is the president and CEO of Corvus Gold. Corvus trades under the symbol KOR on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
We're social at Stockhouse. Don't forget to like our videos and follow us at Stockhouse on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You'll get updates on all your favorite public companies in North America and every sector of the capital markets. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our investor community on message boards, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, be sure to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities available only on stockhouse.com.